This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, we'll look at ways to recognize and reduce institutional oppression. But first, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson is in Philadelphia this week covering the Democratic National Convention. And Howard joins us now with the latest. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Mark.
The Ohio delegation had its first breakfast as a group this morning, and they had some rather dynamic speakers. Tell us about who they heard from and what they had to say.
First of all, they had Congresswoman from Cleveland, Marsha Fudge, who is now the permanent chairman of the Democratic National Convention. She will run the show. She will have the gavel. And this is because Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the Democratic National Committee, resigned in the wake of the scandal over the DNC email being leaked.
So you get the impression, Howard, that the Clinton and the Sanders delegates are united yet, or that they're even going to be able to do that?
No, they're not united yet. You know, just talking to a number of the Ohio delegates here, they're grudgingly saying that probably in the end, the Sanders people are saying, well, we'll probably end up supporting her or voting for her. But there's a question about how much work they'll do for her to get her elected. There's still some very bad feelings, and this email scandal just made it worse because so many of these emails that were put on WikiLeaks put Bernie Sanders in a bad light and made it clear that the Democratic National Committee preferred to have Hillary Clinton as their candidate.
And Bernie Sanders speaks tonight, doesn't he? So we
he does.
Okay, so we'll find out what he really thinks of all this, I guess.
Well, yeah, and there's some indication today that he's basically going to say, look, I don't like this email scandal either, but he said that's not going to affect my support for Hillary Clinton. You know, we must unite. We must get behind her. The number one goal is to defeat Donald Trump. I mean, obviously, someone like Bernie Sanders does not want to do anything that would make it more likely that Donald Trump would become president of the United States.
Now, there's a very special delegate from Ohio who has a role to play in tonight's convention session at Wells Fargo Arena. Tell us about her.
Yes, that would be Ruby Gilliam of Minerva, Ohio. She is 93 years old, and she is the oldest delegate at this convention. And I had a nice talk with her this morning. She's been coming to the convention since 1988, and she's been involved in politics up in her part of the state for decades and decades before that. She's a World War II veteran of the Navy, and her job tonight will be to open the session by saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and she's very excited about it, and so are the other Ohio people.
Very good. Howard, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mark.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson, he'll be joining us this week with news and analysis from the Democratic National Convention. You can also hear his reports during Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and read his stories at WVXU.org.